This is the Flight Wisdom Guru reporting from the Flight Wisdom Summer Palace, where the idea for Flight Wisdom was originally conceived. I'll be reporting in from here, the birthplace of our blog, and hope to give you the chance to hear some of the other voices of Flight Wisdom, if time permits. Eleanor Smith, pioneer female aviatrix, the flying flapper of Freeport, has died at the age of 98. Smith got her flying license at age 16. Set records for altitude and endurance at age 18, and at 23 was the first woman to have her picture on the Wheaties box. She kept flying well into her old age, landing an experimental flight at age 89. Following up on a previous briefing item, Alaska Airlines launched its daily service between Sacramento and Maui on March 26th. To mark the occasion, passengers boarded the Follow Apollo to Hawaii, a 737-800 specially themed for their contest of the same name. If you want a chance to win a Hawaiian vacation, visit the contest at www.followapollo.com. That is Apollo with one L. On March 27th, Air Canada launched its nonstop service from Calgary to Tokyo's Narita Airport. The Calgary service operates Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and returns Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Service is operated using a 211-seat Boeing 767-300ER aircraft with economy and executive first featuring 24 lie-flat bed suites. The airline also serves Tokyo from both Vancouver and Toronto. Continental Airlines will eliminate 150 employees, including baggage handlers at 7 airports, hiring contractors to do the work. The layoffs will occur on June 1st in Providence, Greensboro, Richmond, Norfolk, Pensacola, St. Louis, and Kansas City. The airports were the only all-regional airports where Continental still had employees handling their ground operations. And for our featured editorial piece this week, Sojourn partnered with U.S. Airways to provide destination-specific content on boarding passes. The company provides content including weather reports, restaurant options, activities, and special discounts for both online and printed boarding passes. Many airlines already use their services. Now, this isn't the sort of story most people would notice, but I have to. The boarding pass has changed. It has gone from a simple piece of paper issued by the airline and stapled to a paper ticket, to physical proof of an electronic ticket, and finally to something you can print at home before you can get to the airport. Now airlines are even using 2D barcodes on mobile phones as boarding passes. This content used to be on ticket jackets, but airlines got rid of those in a cost-saving measure. Everything seems to be about ad space nowadays. But is this truly a value-added service? Admittedly, Sojourn knows where you're going. And there are some ads that are conducive. People fly for so many reasons, though. Restaurant ads hardly seem to be right for this medium. So I open it up to you, the listeners. Is this sort of targeted advertisement on boarding passes good? And if so, what sort of ads would you find useful? Maybe you just want the boarding pass to print well enough for the barcode to scan correctly. Write us. Links to press releases and articles referenced can be found in the notes for each briefing on our website. If you have a story you'd like to hear on the Flight Wisdom briefing, please contact us at blog.flightwisdom.com/contact or on Twitter at Flight Wisdom. This has been Flight Wisdom Briefing number 11, released March 29th, 2010. Flight attendants, please be seated for takeoff. By the time the pilot touched the wheels gently to earth, I knew my future in airplanes and flying was as inevitable as the freckles on my nose. Eleanor Smith.